It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's time for Rant.
And this rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. Kings fans, you've had the weekend to digest the fact that you're not in this year's playoffs. We're going to break it all down tonight at 8 o'clock on my YouTube channel, if you don't like that, with Rhino and Jerry Reynolds. First and foremost, it is not a successful season. There is no way you can look at the 82+2 games that the Kings played and called it a success when they're not one of the top 8 teams in the West. Last year, 48 wins in the 3 seed. This year, did not even make a top 8 seed. Ninth into the play-in, win one game against the Warriors, and then for the 6th time this year, lose to New Orleans. Here's what I do know about the Sacramento Kings. This roster, as it looks right now, is not good enough to win the West. All right, so that means some changes need to be made. Will Malik Monk stay? If he doesn't, what are the contingency plans? I mean, he is very valuable for this team coming off the bench. But again, if he exits, what do you do if you are Monty McNair? Will Keegan Murray develop from year 2 to year 3? Will Fox be more consistent? Will he find the range from 3 on a more consistent basis? Will the Kings be able to get more physical down low so they can contend with teams like New Orleans? Another aspect of the Kings, which I think is glaring when you see them play against the Pelicans. The Pelicans are much more athletic, flying through the air with dunks and quickness, and the Kings are limited in that area, particularly when Harrison Barnes is one of your starters. Yes, changes are on the horizon for the Sacramento Kings. They have to be, because if not, you're going to have the same result next year, and that is a non-playoff team. And that is not going to cut it with the ownership and certainly you, the fans. So yes, I do think changes need to be made. And again, we'll talk about it tonight at 8 o'clock on my YouTube channel if you don't like that. And that's my rant for today. Have a great week, everybody.